So only seven kufa in test. We did.
Page 160. What?
166. Page Simon Kufayin Tes Sifah Aleph. We did the Shulchan Aruch. We did not do the Mishabura yet. So he said the person finishes the meal and washes my makronim. So the person cannot eat or drink until he makes until he says Birchos Amazon. Okay. Okay. Lechol. Who didn't she actually say lechatchila shleliyafsek b'dibra filamat? The truth is that from my makronim until benching it's preferable to have it.
Excuse me.
Preferable to have it done immediately. You should not interrupt the take of the Natila Bracha. The Mora says that the washing and the Bracha of the Birchas Hamazon should be done one immediately adjacent to the other. Okay. My time up. Therefore, a person should not really make a big time lapse. And definitely should not get involved in other things. If a person needs to interrupt, you can interrupt. Or if you did interrupt, really a person should wash again before he benches. Now, there's going to be a little bit of a problem. That the Sharatin is going to talk about later on. That there's no real need to wash a second time because you don't accomplish anything. The idea is clean your hands and then bench. I understand. Good. So you interrupt it. Good. Now what? When you clean your hands again, they're clean already. So what exactly is the purpose of washing hands a second time? So see over here that they bring from Scheinberg, that Scheinberg answers that here we're talking about a case where a person is making a decision to interrupt because he has a need to interrupt. In that situation, he should do it with intent of saying, okay, I'm going to wash again. Fine. So you can't eat or drink till you bench. Now,
so if he's part of the zimun, the other people waiting for him have to wash also.
Really, the Mishabura's situation, the Shartian situation, that there's no reason he to wash a second time. Okay, well, the main point of the Shartian is you can't wash once, interrupt with the intent of that wash a second time, because it's not really valid until the second one. So it's you're not allowed to interrupt based on that. But if there's something which you must interrupt, you would interrupt and wash a second time. It'd be a long hefsek. I don't think the mice would be able. You have to wash again. I don't think so. Okay. So now, according to the Mechaber, we're going to see another case soon where when they say Havla Nevorech, you don't have to bench, just you can't eat without a Nubracha, because by declaring that we're going to bench, you've been messiah at the Asim meeting, so now the bracha is no longer valid. But so good, so you want to eat some more, so make it a bracha. But what is it with benching? So why are we here? Must you bench once you wash these other times? So Mishabura said this is a different issue. The kimelik not the yada also lahavsi, because there's a din of the, once you wash your hands, you're supposed to bench. So that's a different issue. There's two issues over here. One is the hefsik in the meal, which means you may not eat. The original bracha is ended. And that'll be valid in other cases of Hesech Hadas as well. So you need a new bracha mishana. Over here, on top of that, there's a second issue that as soon as you wash, you're supposed to bench. So that's where you're not allowed to interrupt and do something else instead. Now, but v'hine yesh kamachrenim, the sphere l'hudein yisr lechol apa notayonav, v'rakshi bracha mitzi mitkilo, v'chei kosu achrenim lahakal. If a person is hungry, a person may eat, he may interrupt and eat some more, but he would have to make a new bracha mishana. Then you'll wash your hands again. Because the main issue is that there should be, from the washing, it should be, the benching should come immediately after the washing. Well, if you're going to eat more, you have a nukhiyah to wash again. So mainly you'll be able to wash again on the bench. So everything is good. So that's what these achronim argue. The Mishnah Berurah says that you can misamach on that. That's a taz and a mug and a rum will say you can misamach on that. But they preferably don't get into the situation, you don't have to. Now, so the Mishnah Berurah, in the case where you eat again, so I understand. We have a halacha, as soon as you, the washing, the sasadayim, my machronim, and benching should be connected to each other. So we say, the Mechaber says, therefore, once you wash, you can't eat because there's an interruption. So no, I don't have to make a new bracha mishana, eat some more, and then you'll wash again, because once you eat, you have to wash again, Maimar Karnam, and there'll be no interruption between the Maimar Karnam and the bench. Fine, so that's great. What about talking? So I need to talk. So I said, great, you know, so I washed, I'll talk, I'll wash again, and then I'll bench. Well, that second washing is ridiculous. There's no function in the second washing. So in the case where you ate again, there's a function of the second washing, because you ate again, you have to keep to wash your hands again. That you're not supposed to do. And the Sharatzin in Vav says, Sharatzin in Zion says, Nira Tam. You can't say, well, I'll rely and wash my hands a second time. You need it again. Your hands are still clean. There's nobody think a second one. So you haven't a cop, since Chazal said you should not interrupt the Natila and the benching, you can't use an eitzah washing a second time. It's not functional. Okay. Fine. Now the Bir Halacha over here points out, even though that the Taz and the Magen Aram, etc., do say that if a person is hungry and they want to eat, they would say Moitzi and wash a second time and bench. But he says, with the Taz and the Magen Aram and the Bach do say it'd be better with Chachil not to do it. So the Bir Halacha definitely reinforces that. There are many Rishonim which hold like that. Therefore, the Chachil definitely a person should not get involved in that situation. He brings that that's the decision of the Gros as well. Okay. Then the Mechaber said, Weiter. The person said, Havlan and Avarech. So there you don't have to bench, but you can't eat. Unless you, if you want to eat again, you have to make a new bracha Rishonim. So that's Havlan and Avarech. Pirish, Tainlan and Kais Lavarech. So Havlan, give us what? Give us the Kais to bench. Let's say you're not benching on a Kais. So there's no Havlan and Avarech. Okay. Let's go bench. Gamkin then Hachir be the same thing. That be Hesach Adas. V'chenim Hisir Daito behedyo belibar melishos oidir achagach rotsa lishtos Gamkin tzorach lavorach metchila lamashk. Person, you know what? The person made a conscious decision. I'm no longer eating or drinking anything. So now if you want to continue, you need to make a new bracha Rishonim. Okay.
No, it's just thinking about it. Or does he actually have to say it?
You don't have to say it. No, as long as it was a decision. It wasn't just
you're thinking about maybe thought, yes, maybe no.
Right. If a person would decide, so long they decided that they're no longer that's considered hetzer hadas. So you can't drink. So this case over here was a case of eating, and they had drinks during the meal. But let's see, you were just drinking, so the same thing. Once you decide that you're not going to be drinking anymore, you're going to see a dasam drinking. So you would need to make a new bracha rishon to be able to drink some more. Now, what about in the Mechaber's case? So you're eating a meal, and you said havlan uvarich. So you can't drink, Mechaber says. What about eating? So the Rosh says eating and drinking are the same. Achila din Kashtiya, the Gemara lo nisker beheder rakli nishtiya. Shele dehu din lachila. The Gemara discusses drinking, but the Rosh holds that Achila is included in that as well. But the Ben Yarna and the Ran disagree and say eating is different than drinking. That by the nature of eating, even though Shilach Yarna Milecho, Rishlam Gemara Vadaita Shalalecho, even though you decided not to eat it anymore, and even if you took away the table, the nature of people is that sometimes they change their mind about Achila. Phil Shilach Shokhan, Zemil Yashana Rabbeinu Yarna, but on the Sirle, the Zechoshim Hesachadas, Tmei Mihavanaborg. Taking on the table is clearly more than just a, you know, just a decision. It's like you're acting upon it. It will not get the gehetin of hesach adas for achila, according to the Rebbeinu Yarno. I must accept your halacha b'das rosh b'zeh. Now, so you took away all the food. So the Bir Locha comes along and says, logic would tell me that if when I make a declaration, let's bench, or let's get the curse to bench, that's considered a hezekadas. So taking away all the food for sure is a hezekadas, right? The Bir Locha brings from that according to the Rosh. So according to the Ben Yehuda, we're saying it's not hezekadas for coming to eating. According to the Rosh, eating would be hezekadas. Only helping the work, not removing the food, because even if you remove all the food, the nature of sometimes a person might, you know, decide to bring some food back. But a person that declares or decides, I'm done, not just takes away, but I decide I am done, I'm not eating anymore, or the person declares it, so that would be Hesach Adas. So, according to the Mechaber, according to the Ben Yarna and the Ran, if you want to eat some more, you do not need a new Bracha Rishana. So again, the Gemara discusses that once you declare you're going to bench, so you want to drink some more, you need a new bracha rishana. So the Rosh says, and you want to eat some more, also you need a new bracha rishana. The Ben Yarn and the Ran say, no, the drinking again needs a new bracha rishana, but eating again does not need a new bracha rishana. Zog to Taz, says Mr. Baruch, so cut and kes. It's our bracha the day azu gamal shtiya the bas achila greira av shomer mitzkila havlan aborik. So the Taz argues that when the mechaber says when you want to drink again you have to take a new bracha. Something you decided to drink, but to eat according to the Ben Yarna, you don't need a new bracha rishana. If that eating causes you to get thirsty and want to drink, so that drinking is because of the achila, and achila you weren't maseir das from, so you don't need a bracha rishana for the achila or the shtiyah in that situation. That's what the Taz argues. B'loy Mari b'shacharach b'tchila linyan shtiyah the matzah lebarach kuliyam urakish lechazeg am achila. And the Mechaber's case where he said that for drinking you may need a bracha rishana. Someone you're only drinking, but if you're eating and because of that you're drinking, so that's not you weren't maseir das in that either. So achila is not considered hesed adas until you're not yodav. When you start the gemara, is the mishabur tes mishum the derech he gar me achila ketana legadelu lachashav hesed adas gomer al kashanot yodav. The derech is even though you eat something, you might sometimes the person decides they want to eat some more. That's what happens. That eating increases your appetite. So the person ate something, decided they're going to, stop, and then they realize, you know what? I'm actually more hungry. So that's a normal thing which should happen. And therefore, that's not considered hesach adas, ela kishanel to yodav. Mashen ke mishtiya, the hesach adas, kol du kvar nistalik mishtiyosa, b'tzorach l'borach shenis kishanimlok. Person who's drinking doesn't get more thirsty. People sometimes, who are not hungry, they start eating, they actually get more hungry, because the nature of achila is, it's person sort of, you know, starts the achila process, the body realizes that they need food and they actually want more. So that's, therefore, achila, a person thinks that they don't need more, and then actually they might realize the second one that they need some more, they want some more. It doesn't apply to drink. Now, by Bir Locha, we have the Rosh saying that once you say Havan Avarech, you want to eat some more, you must make a new Baruch HaRishonim. Rabbeinu Yehuda turned around saying, no, you don't. Then what do you do? So Mishnah Berurah says the Bir Halacha brings many Rishonim, or many Poskim, hold like the Rosh. The Havan of Berurah, Kosher Kamar Suda, Vavachila Oser B'lai Bracha, Chid Kosos Mechaber, Lamon Simakub Sadi Zayin, Sefer Alev Ayin Shom, and that is the Stam Mechaber. Okay, and the Chachil of the Bari Yesh Yisor Shalalech Acher Shomer Havan of Berurah, Chid Poskim, but they're Hachayim, don't eat them, because you're going to get involved in a Savak Bracha. According to the Rosh, you must make a Bracha. You can't eat without a Bracha. According to the Bari Yonah, you don't have to make a Bracha, it's a Bracha Labatala. So that's a mess. Okay. That's the mitzvah tzarich bracha b'emsa suda tzarich l'tila gamkein. In this situation where you have to make a bracha, you have to wash as well because there's hezek hadas and shemir shidaim. Kima siyadait or lo shomer yada rak birchas l'tila shidaim ain't on the work. You don't say a bracha on l'tila shidaim. Okay. Sif beis. Mishnah tzarich b'chol shulchan acher. It's not talking about you're the baal habos. But let's say you're a guest at somebody else's meal. So I feel the Omer have long and varich lehav hesachadas al chiyemer balabais. You said, you know, we got a bench. Well, you know, who are you? We're not the balabas to decide that. So the balabas, all of a sudden, brings more food out. This is, well, we already declared we're going to bench. You're not the person who decides over here. Okay, Yud. Definitely the intent of the guest is if the Balabais wants to have some more, you'll join him. Okay. Let's say the guest said, you know what, I can't eat anymore. I'm not going to eat anymore. The Balabais says, well, it's his business. I'm not going to have any more. That was if you decided that. And then you tell the Baal Abayis eating something. He said, you know what? I will join him. Sarach Lamorach. In a Kadami, you need a Brach in that case. Hanu Ladas Rehna Yadav, Mishdi Yilavad, Rosh HaPachila, Mekol Shkein, Mishnah Tal Yadav, B'damahani. Yeah. Says, Nakzad Hil Hezgadas, then the people, even though they've decided they want to eat some more, but I'm sorry, the Balabas said it's time to bench. The guest says, you know what, I'm not going to stop now. If they assume but he should tell people that he actively decided not to go with the Balabas. The Sharat Sin Yud Gimel says, this is the following case. So saying over here that the Baal HaBayis really decides. So I understand that you're having a meal with the Baal HaBayis there. So the Baal HaBayis decides. Let's say the Baal HaBayis is not eating with you. You're a guest at somebody's house. He set up a meal for you, and then he's not eating with you. So that's the Sharat Sin. Nearly, the fila ain Baal HaBayis oichel im ha'ereach. Even if the Baal HaBayis is not eating with the guest, Raksha Baal HaBayis karo'oi lo ha'reach she'echalet. So he invited him in. V'lachem rinan, the Avshomer ha'avon ha'borech, mekomokam estam adaita imi vakshena Baal HaBayis she'echaloid shalai yisar Baal HaBorech. So even though the person is having his own private meal, he says, you know, I'm not going to eat anymore. And then the Baal HaBayis says, you know, why don't you have some more? So we say the das of the person is, if the Baal HaBayis will ask you to have more, I will eat it. So that's not a hezek das. Okay. Yeah. Fine. Take a look at the Bir Halacha at Shemar Baal HaBayis. So he brings over here Machlokes. So your rabbi brings who then Gadol HaShulchan. Let's say that the Baal HaBayis is not, there's no Baal HaBayis, but there's one person everybody looks up to as the Gadol. And he says, you know, we're eating more. So people will follow him. People say, we're stopping now. People will follow him. said the Mishnah, that the Bir Locha, however, Lashon Mechaber, she goes to Shulchan Acherim, L'chor Masha Davka, B'nei Tas Balabayas, Adam Avatel Daita. A little bit of an Acher, B'chein Masha, B'ksas, B'pri, B'gadam, Ayin, Shom, B'sarchi, and L'maisa. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like it's Davka, a guest by a host's table, but if they're all guests, or they're all hosts, right? If they're all guests, or they're all Balabatim here, Gadol Shulchan does not decide. He's not sure Lamaisa what to do with that. Okay, Gimel. Im loy amar hablan unuvarich, v'gamla not yadav, mishadot al kesh l'varich, hevi hezach adas. The person did not wash his hands, the person did not declare benching, but they gave him he physically picked up the kais, the bench. So, that's a hezach adas. Yudbeis mishnot al kais, barif mehavel an avarich, the kiv mishnot al kais biyadoi, afil of sikha sur, lahapsik kilkama mishim kupegim will sit for. So not only at this point in time, you cannot eat without making the bracha rishonim, you can't eat period, because you're not supposed to be mahapsik between picking up the kais and benching. Like we'll see later on in the halachas of benching. Havi hes chadash yud gimul, but dinah k'tzil sadaim, it's the same status as k'tzil sadaim, which my mechrenim, that you're not supposed to be mafsek, you must bench. You can't drink, you have to bench. And over there he brought Achronim argued that if you want to go back and eat somewhere, you may, you'll just have to wash your Mayim Achronim a second time. So this situation, there was no Mayim Achronim, he just picked up the kais. So Pasha, according to those Achronim, would be the same thing. Okay, Dalit. In Kishadam Nicholas, the base Chaber, I entered somebody else's house. Yesham Chaburas Harbe Sharklam. Kolechon Moshet Loikos. Yesham Sharmash Mavarach. I'll call Echad Repe Goffin. Keep a call Pamun Himlok. So different groups sitting there. You join one group and they give you something to drink. And then you walk away. So you don't intend to drink anymore. Then a different group invites you and gives you a drink. So you need a new bracha rishayna on each group. Yud Dalit Kesharim Nefes Hanu Shaloi Kuru Lios Nikba Imahem Lishtos Kol Cholamusim. They didn't invite him to be one of the members of the meal to sit down together and drink there. They just invited him for a drink. So, but there are many groups. Harbe Vu Adin Lechabura Achas. Even if it's one group, if multiple people offer him a drink, so each one, it's a new decision. It's nimlach. Because I have no reason to believe that somebody else is going to offer me. Well, group A offered me, why should the group B not offer me necessarily? So, taking that, therefore, each time he drinks, he figures that might be the last one. So when he drinks, he gets some more. It's a new situation. He needs a new bracha. I feel moshito l'kais acher. Shoshadayim l'gomer and lishas kais rishon. They offer the second cup. Somebody offered him a drink. He made a bracha and he started drinking. So the person says, okay, I'll give you two. He hasn't finished drinking yet. So l'chara, now he's not going to see it. Some drinking because he knows there's another kais available. You need a new bracha rishana. Before he made a bracha rishana on the first cup, the second cup was offered to him, so he knows there's another cup available. He's not a nimlach. There's a second cup available. But when he made the bracha, this is the only cup he had. See, he doesn't know what people will offer him more. So even though while he's drinking, somebody else offers him, that doesn't make a difference. When he made the bracha, he had no intent for that. This is all talking about the person he's not actively thinking one way or the other. He says, das is whatever is going to happen. What's going to happen? He has no reason to believe that people are necessarily going to offer him. Now, but if when he made the bracha, he had intent specifically for all of the drinks which will come available. Ain't tzar levarach al kol kais. You do not need a new bracha on each cup. He's not sure if they will get offered. But if he decides that if he gets offered, he wants it, and he says it up front before he makes the bracha, it'll work for all of the other cups as well. Now, if the nature is when you have a group of people sitting down to drink, when a guest comes in, everybody offers them a little bit to drink. If that's the natural, that's the standard procedure, so then you're assuming that that's what's going to happen. Even though the first person offered him, he had no intent about more, he wasn't thinking about it. When the second person offers him, he had him back. Oh, mind you, that's what's going to happen, because that's what they do over here. It's better to have an expressive intent, or even something expressive, you have the specific intent to include all the other drinks. That'd be the best thing. Okay. Fine. What about a husband and a wife situation where the husband's eating and the wife is serving? So we could argue the situation, since when it comes to what's going to be served and etc., the woman is really the one who decides. So the Baal HaBayis is like the guest vis-a-vis the wife, in that sense that his decision is about, he says, okay, well, let's bench. And then she says, 1 second, there's still dessert. So his das was whatever she's going to serve, so he would be totally in her. So they bring over the Masad Dirshu that of Scheinberg, and I agreed with that. And that's also found in the Sefer called Eshel Avram. There's two Eshel Avrams. The one which is Prima Gadim, there's another Eshel Avram which is known as the Butchacher. That was the name of he was the Rav of Butchach. So the Butchacher says that argument.
Which
point? That what?
I'm saying, like, you're starting a meal, you may have different. You're not eating bread. Like, you may eat different hadamah items.
Well, if you have das behedya, whatever is going to be served, you plan to include. That'd be fine. The truth is, even if you don't have the das behedya, if that's normal, that the wife serves and the husband has no idea what's going to be served, so he has das. Whatever she's going to put out, the bracha she includes. Yeah, that would be correct.
What if the husband does the cooking and the husband is the one who's made the meal?
So in that situation where he's, so that he knows what he's serving, so he has das or whatever he's planning to serve, then the woman will be telling him.
And if it goes back and forth, let's say one day the husband makes the meal.
Whoever's making the meal. Yeah. That's not a general. Whoever right now is the person who's going to be deciding what's going to be put in the meal, other people, as long as they're aware of it, will be totally in his das. That's what they're going to assume. Okay. So the sifhei akruyim v'beis balabayis lo'echol min peiris v'vim lehem b'zecher ze'en tzichem le'vrach el alavishim. So I've been invited in to eat fruits. Even though they're bringing different fruits one after the other, or different servings of the fruits, but I might das it whatever they're going to serve me. So even though they didn't bring them in all one time, I didn't make a bracha with all of them there, and I have no intent simply on what's going to be served, I have no idea. But that's good, that's fine.
So in other words, let's say if they bring in, I don't know, apples and oranges and pears, but they don't bring them in all at the same time. Those all abbreviate. So if you just make a bracha, and let's say the first thing bring in the apples without bringing the oranges and the pears.
Right, exactly. So you'd say abbreviates.
And that covers everything.
Correct. Okay. Mr. Burris of Cotton Yudzayan Hakruyim. The Kibbutz Krim, since they're guests, they're invited in. Even though when they made the first bracha, their minds, they had no specific intent. We assume that their intent is whatever the Baal HaBayis is going to serve, that's what they're going to make a brach That's common, that the balabais might bring different types of courses of different foods. Now, so what's the point over here is we're contrasting. The contrasting was, I walk in Siptal, I walk in, and I wasn't invited in to join them. You know, I'm coming in, I'm not really joining the meal. The one person, you know, why don't you have something to drink? He's not really inviting me in to be part of the meal. So that situation, each offer of food or drink is a new offer. Whereas over here, when I'm invited to be part of the meal, my das is whatever the Baal Bais is going to serve. He has no reason to believe he's going to get more offers. So there we said the bracha was on whatever was there, and that's it. Whatever they have right now.
The cats are they?
Now, but over here it's different. He served the gorgeous, luscious dates and figs, etc. Then, you know, he says, "Oh wow, that's, you know, it's time to say bracha karnam." And they walk in with, you know, with something else. So he was saying das already. Yeah, but again, he's told him das bala bais. Government aims that has a das. Government kibun that told him about das bala bais. Chanav asif beis. Chedim imhevelam bais bais achakach et circle the last of the board. So even though the bala bais brings something else afterwards, even though they were mesiyat das, then he said, "Let's say bracha karnam." It doesn't mean anything because they're really told him das bala bais. Okay, Vav. Ochel kol maicha b'lo ochel melach. So the Mora says that a person eats foods and doesn't have some salt with it. And shasa kol mashke b'lo shasha mayim. A person drinks it, they don't have any water. So this night's not healthy. So b'yoyim yidik b'nei re'ach ha'peh, v'laylim b'nei re'ach ha'peh u'nei askaro. So it can cause bad breath. But worse than that, when a person's sleeping, it can cause the constriction of the throat. Pirish charli chaynik. It's an illness which asphyxiates the person, strangles him. It causes constriction of the throat. Okay. Now, v'alchol melech achri chilos. A person should eat salt afterwards. But however, when you do eat, lo yechol bagudol. Okay. You shouldn't eat it with the gudel. Now, what is gudel? Gudel hu etzba hagas. That's the large finger, which is what we call the thumb. Etzba hu karb. Now, once he's telling us this, he tells us the names of all of the fingers. Etzba hu karb lagas. The next finger after the thumb, the first the pointing finger, the first finger is called etzba. Ama ha'orach. The second finger, which is the longest, is referred to as the ama. The next finger after that. So the pinky is the zeris, and the one between the ama and the zeris is called kemitza. So a person should not take the salt with his thumb. The kashalik rabbanim, the punishment for that, or the causes that a person will be forced to, his children will predecease him and have to bury them. Well, the zeris, don't take, use the pinky. The kashlanias, because that's considered that garm the person will become impoverished. Well, but etzu the kasha, it's bad for shrichas damim. Okay, it causes shrichas damim. Ela ba'amo b'kemitza. Your choices are either the not the thumb, not the second finger, but either the third or fourth fingers.
I'm sorry. Could you say this again in English? You kind of lost me.
So this concept over here, that there's different things which can happen because of the fingers, I don't know exactly what the connection is. I'll accept the fact that that's true. I have no problem with it. It's saying that using the thumb is problematic, okay?
Using the thumb to eat with?
No. You have your salt bowl.
Right.
So you should not take the salt and stick it in your mouth. They would take salt and stick it in their mouth. You should not use your thumb for that purpose. You should not use your pinky for that purpose. You should not use the forefinger for that purpose. You should use these two fingers. These two fingers, the third and fourth fingers, should be the fingers that you use for that purpose.
And pinky is called zeris?
The smallest finger is called the zeris.
So
it's gardel, etzba, ama, kemitza, zeris.
Ama is what, the middle one?
The tallest one is called the ama because the measure of an ama is from here to the elbow. That's why it's called ama. because that's how you measure an amma. Amma is this distance.
Okay.
Right? So that's why it's called amma. Etzba, that's etzba, right? The girdle is the largest one, so that's pretty easy to remember. It's called the girdle. The girdle is the largest one. So that those are pretty easy to remember.
Wait, but the largest one is the thumb.
Thumb. It's called the girdle, like girdle.
Yeah, okay. Right? So again, girdle,
etzba, amma.
Amma.
Then the last two are kemitza and zeris. So kemitza, the way you remember it is when the kohen would do the kemitza,
he would use the middle three fingers.
He would use the middle three fingers on his palm, and he would push into the mixture. And we use the bottom finger to it had to be perfect size. So how did he smooth it off? He smoothed it off with his bottom finger. So he had to leave one finger open. So it can't be the last finger. It has to be the second to last finger. It's the kemitza.
And the last finger is called the
zeris.
The zeris.
Which was the Torah talked about the choshen that was the zeris orkoi, the zeris rochboi, the choshen on the. That's how long it was. It wasn't like this gigantic breastplate. It was a zeris long, a zeris high.
So it was really small?
Yeah, it was very small.
Half an amma, right?
What?
Half an amma.
Zeris is much less than half an amma.
I think it said half an
amma, though, no? I don't know. The Torah says zeris. That's all I know. Okay.
So the zeris.
Okay, now. Zatra mo, vainly av simen kuf ayin, loma einonu noegim bachila melech ushtias maim. Why don't we do this nowadays? So, Mr. Berger says, "Loma einanu noegim. Why don't we do this? Hainu mishum lechol achila shalonu mu'uru mitchila b'melach. We always put salt as an ingredient. Kol shkein chekol masha shalonu kasheichu meidavash v'dam mu'uru b'maim. The drinks that we drink, beer has water in it. The honey drink has water in it. Tea, coffee, all these things have water in them. Okay, al kein ein lahakbed al zeh." So that's why we're not makbar. But the truth is, even if that wouldn't be true, it seems to me that these concerns which are mentioned do not apply nowadays. You see, people doing these things they're not being affected. It's apparently our nature has changed, and it doesn't affect us the way it used to affect us.
You said I forget which part of it said could cause like poverty.
We said that using the gudel, right, it causes his children to die. Using the zeris, it causes poverty. And that's what causes shvichas damim.
Causes shvichas damim?
Yeah. So here in the footnote, they say over here that the girsa was wrong. The real correct girsa should be shkin. Shkin ra. It causes a bad type of shkin ra.
What? Using the pointer?
Using the
pointer, yeah, that's what, yeah. Okay. So let's just start the next segment. Simikul pei. Din pirei hapas. Ein loser mamapa v'alechem ad achar birchas amazon. You should leave the bread on the table. And even the covering of the table also. Let's cover the benching. Alev. Ein loser. Mishra birch. Kedei shehen nikar l'kol shem v'vorkam l'Hashem yisbarach al-chasa v'tuvah g'odosh eichem mozun l'chobr yosav. Look what we're thanking Hashem for. Look what we had. We had what to eat. Baruch Hashem. We know that Hashem's blessing takes effect when there's an item to take effect on. So in the benching, we ask for Hashem's bracha. We want to have what for the bracha to take effect on. Okay, let's hold it up.